The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeevstone Winter Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be done for the day.
Vince, I've decided this episode, we're going to do something special.
Oh, yeah?
We are not going to make any racist, sexist, or allegedly homophobic content.
See you next week, folks.
So, Vince, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice.
Yeah, we'll just end the show now. So. All right. This week's show, it's basically a rehash of last week with the Texas border, Civil War, Vince McMahon. Carl Weathers, we'll talk about him and more. Our draft this week is battle songs or songs you would... If you were watching a movie of yourself in a fight, what songs would play type of thing? And we'll get to your questions. As always, Vince, how you doing? I agree. Great. You're hiding behind a bush. Is that what you're doing?
I'm hiding behind rocks and shit and watching my team fucking die.
Yeah.
Sorry. Boy. Woo!
Two people laughed at that. They know who they are. All right. Let's get into some TV news. Apparently, they're bringing back Marvel is bringing back Iron Fist. A new project for Iron Fist is rumored to be in development. Finn Jones, who was in the Netflix version, could potentially return as Danny Rand, but he won't be the main Iron Fist going forward in the Marvel Cinematic Universe because that's going to be played by a woman.
Who? What? I'm sorry. What?
The MCU is real, kids.
What?
Yep, Iron Fist is going to be a woman.
How? Why? How?
Diversity. Lizzo is the Iron Fist.
Oh, man. Well, the Iron Fister? Well, that'd be what's her name? What's that nasty little Jew? What's her name?
Oh, Human Potato?
Yeah. Lena Dunham.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, the Iron Fister.
Oh my God! Don't cast that thing. Oh,
I'm not going to call it Iron Fist from now on. It's going to be Iron Fister.
Yeah. All right. This next story just is. Well, it's retarded. That's the only word I have for it. Larry David, a horrible, unfunny Jew, was forced to issue an apology on the Today Show after he spontaneously attacked Elmo live on camera. They were both doing separate interview on the show. They had a brief crossover moment when Larry David crashed the set and grabbed Elmo's face and mouth, much to the horror of the Today Show hosts. Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, and Craig Melvin, I don't know, I don't watch the show, screamed out, "Oh my God, Larry, you've gone too far this time. Let's get back on the couch and talk about how you're feeling," Elmo told David, who fired back, "Somebody had to do it." Later, during his sit-down interview, David looked directly into the camera and issued an apology to Elmo. He said, "Elmo, I want to apologize. While trying not to laugh, I'm really sorry." Elmo accepted said apology. It's been quite the week for Elmo, who unexpectedly went viral on Twitter after asking his followers a simple question, "How's everybody doing?" And apparently the replies came flooding in. It was all existential dread and, you know, the really real world got into Sesame Street, but this Jew decided, "Oh, I'm going to attack a puppet." So,
yeah,
Elmo knows what you were doing in the tunnels. So, you know,
Elmo was in tunnels.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, I have nothing. That's all it is. Next thing here, Vince, it's the end of an era. Sam Waterston, is leaving Law & Order after 400 plus episodes. His final episode will air February 22nd. He has been on since day one.
Rape.
Now he can go back to doing what he originally was supposed to be doing, according to Saturday Night Live, and selling robot insurance. So,
yeah. Yeah.
If you like Netflix shows such as Wednesday, Virgin River, Ginny and Georgia, and Stranger Things, you're going to be waiting. None of them will be coming back to Netflix until 2025. So, you got 10 months, kids. There you go. To see your end of Stranger Things, which is a D&D thing, or Wednesday, or whatever. So, I got nothing. So,
yeah.
All right, let's go to movie news. I'm kind of interested in this, to be honest with you. Rogue Trooper. This is based off of a 2001 AD comic book story. Duncan Jones, who did Moon and the Warcraft movie, is directing this. It will be an animated movie. Here's your cast. Arian Bernard, I don't know who that one is, Haley Atwell, Jack Loudon, Sean Bean, and Vince, Matt Berry.
Oh, shit. I'm down. Sign me up.
Bernard, who was in Dunkirk and stuff like that, will play Rogue Trooper, a blue-skinned, genetically engineered soldier fighting on the toxic battlefields of a seemingly never-ending war, sole survivor of a massacre that killed his squad mates. He's on the hunt for the traitor that arranged their deaths. He does this with the aid of three of his killed-in-action squad mates whose digital personalities still remain conscious after death and were uploaded into his gun, helmet, and backpack. I am kind of interested in this. It's animated, so we'll see. But I don't know if it's going to be animated like the Warcraft movie or if it will be like a DC animated movie, you know what I mean? So, it's a new take on something. I'll take that. Plus, Haley Atwell. Hi. And Matt Berry, who's funny. Sean Bean will, of course, die.
Sure.
Even if he's doing a voiceover, he'll die. So, there you go. DC, we now have our Supergirl. House of the Dragons, Millie Alcock will now be your Supergirl. She's white and blonde. There you go. That's,
hey, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. She's really tiny, though. I mean, diminutive tiny. So I don't know how that's going to work for Supergirl, but it's James Gunn, so he'll probably just zoom in on her feet or some stuff. Oh, sorry, that's who's the weird feet guy? Not Dan Schneider. The other one.
Quentin Tarantino.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know why I know this shit.
All right, next movie thing here for movie news. Donald Glover has confirmed the Community movie script is done, and he is all in for the project. So the tagline from the show, six seasons in a movie, is officially happening, and it is very close to starting shooting. So there you go. We now have a release date for the Beetlejuice sequel, aptly named Beetlejuice Beetlejuice. It will be out September 6th. So there you go. Michael Keaton, Jenna Ortega, and Winona Ryder. Hey, I remembered her name this time.
Oven Dodger.
That's her Native American name.
Oh.
Copy makes me remember words.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tim Burton, I don't know how... he's going to direct a remake, Vince. Gillian Flynn is writing this, but Tim Burton will direct a remake of the classic 1958 movie, Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
I don't know how I feel about that.
They remade this once with Daryl Hannah, correct?
Yeah, it was a made-for-TV series.
Okay. But since Tim Burton's doing it, I'm guessing we're going to get Vore. I don't know how that's...
Yeah, keep going.
All right, Jim Carrey is coming back as Robotnik for Sonic 3. Kevin Conroy, the late great, recorded his final performance is not Kill the Justice League. Don't get me started on that fucking game and the storyline.
No. I got it.
You feminist. Mm-hmm. But his Kevin Conroy's final vocal performances will be for Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 3, the animated movie. So, one is out now, I believe, or I may have downloaded it early. So it's a three-parter, but so there you go. His final performance will be the end of that. So there you go. The big movie news, sadly, here, Carl Weathers passed away. Of course, I mean, good God, this guy was in everything. Apollo. He was Apollo and Rocky, Predator, Mandalorian, Happy Gilmore. He was 76. The family announced, we're deeply saddened to announce the passing of Carl Weathers. Died peacefully in his sleep on February 1st. Exceptional human being who lived an extraordinary life. Through his contributions to film, TV, the arts, and sports, he has left an indelible mark and is recognized worldwide and across generations. Beloved brother, father, grandfather, partner, and friend. So, he did more than 75 movies and TV shows. He was a 50-year career. This is one of the guys that when they fired Gina Carano for Mandalorian was actually sticking up for her. He directed some of her episodes for Mando. Man. This one sucks, and all his characters basically were iconic. Yeah, Dylan, or he was Dylan, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Dylan. Dylan, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Apollo, and then Chubbs, for crying out loud. So, Chubbs got his other hand back.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
Yeah, former pro football player turned actor. He actually played for John Madden. So, you know.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of those you didn't want to happen.
Did they say what happened to him or?
Died peacefully in his sleep.
Okay. That was it.
Yeah. Now, granted, he did have to have the shots to go back to work on Mando, but.
No.
He was 76, so.
Right.
Yeah, this one sucks. I mean, Vince McMahon's still alive, Lena Dunham's still alive, Biden's still sniffing kids, and we lose Carl Weathers. So, sure. You know. Sure ain't fair, but all right. There's no real comic book news this week. They basically, everybody blew their shot at 2 weeks ago, and MegaCon was yesterday in Orlando, and today? That sounds right?
Sure.
I know, like, Nerdrotic was there, Geeks and Gamers, Gina Carano, Eric July was doing a Ripperverse panel for his books. I don't know if, like, Marvel or DC had big booths or anything, but really, no, I didn't see any news come out of it. Oh my God, Gina Carano did a convention and it didn't blow up. Yeah, because they were throwing a fit. She can't be there. She's mean. But here's your recommendations for comics that did come out this week. Dungeons & Dragons, the Saturday Morning Adventures, Volume 2, Issue 1. Ninja Turtles 147. We're getting closer to the end of that run. Three more months. Spawn 349. Hulk number 8, which they need to quit renumbering stuff. It makes it all confusing for me. Spider-Boy, this is apparently doing really big numbers for Marvel, surprisingly. But issue 3 of that came out this week. And book of the week, my pick, Duke number 2. This is the G.I. Joe book, so here you go. All right, let's go to wrestling news.
He says with a ugh.
Well, there's a couple interesting things, and there's more offense stuff. So
I'm gonna poop on you.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mick Foley, his upcoming 60th birthday is upcoming, and he says that he wants to drop 100 pounds and do one final death match. The match would not be in WWE because it would, quote, be a pretty gory spectacle, end quote. People have the three big names I've already seen immediately come up are Matt Cardona has challenged, Joey Janela has challenged, and Nick Gage, somebody suggested to Mick. So if he can drop the 100 pounds, he wants to do a death match. So that would be interesting. He's going to die in the ring. Oh my God.
That's what he wants.
I think so. Yeah. Vince, this one's just for you. It is rumored that Sasha Banks and her completely human forehead has already signed with AEW and apparently has for the last couple of weeks. This is all rumor right now. Nothing has been confirmed, but they're saying she will debut in March for the company after filming wraps on her next project. So there you go. Looks like she's AEW bound.
Nice.
WWE this week. Oh, boy. Wow. You want to have the fans turn on you. Here's how you do it. They have come under fire for having The Rock versus Roman Reigns main event WrestleMania Night 2. Story-wise, they had Cody give up his spot against Roman on SmackDown for The Rock to take it. Apparently, Cody's going to fight Seth for the big gold belt. The video of that whole segment is now officially WWE's most disliked video of all time. And that's saying something. From reports, Rocky pushed hard to get the spot and match, basically to take away. There's multiple things here. One is to take away or try to get attention away from the Vince McMahon stuff. The second one is him being on the board of TKO. Apparently in his contract there is a $30 million bonus if he wrestles this year in stock options. So that's another reason. And apparently his co-producer buddy, former writer for WWE, Brian Gewirtz, is back with WWE. Kind of, they're saying he's like Hunter's number two now. So my conspiracy theory brain is saying if Hunter somehow gets wrapped up in this Vince McMahon shit, he'll be gone and Gewirtz will be your new head of creative.
Sure.
Which means The Rock would be your new head of creative. So the conspiracy complete Rock Nick-Con takeover of the company would be complete because there would be no McMahon even by marriage. So, but speaking of McMahon, a lot of stuff from the past came back to light this week, including an interview on the Phil Donahue show where Vince was trying to defend himself from, and the WWF at the time, from sexual harassment allegations from a male who was brought in to become an announcer, but then was never hired and was, he says, disparaged because he wouldn't sleep with one of Vince McMahon's higher-ups. This was allegedly Pat Patterson, who the guy was supposed to fuck for a job. Then the Ashley Massaro affidavit came back to light. This one is the Vince McMahon one is bad. The Ashley Massaro one is fucking horrendous. This is her affidavit in court when she filed the lawsuit. During a trip to Kuwait to see the troops and do a, you know, one of the tribute to the troops shows, she was having menstrual cramps. They said she was dehydrated and the army forced her to go to a hospital to get IVs. Apparently, while she was in said hospital, a male soldier and female soldier came in, and the male soldier put something in her IV that paralyzed her, and then he raped her while the female soldier kept watch. Apparently, such people as Ron Simmons, Maria Kanellis, and Gary Hart, who's no longer with us, knew of the incident afterwards. And it's all screwed up. The affidavit did show that there was a meeting with Vince and other top brass of the company. They basically told her that she should keep quiet about what happened because it would sour the relationship with the company and the military. That's all in her affidavit. It's even worse if you read it. It's fucking horrendous. But then the current stuff. Ann Callis, who is the attorney for Janelle Grant, the woman who brought the lawsuit, is saying that even more victims could be coming forward due to the allegations and civil lawsuit brought against McMahon, WWE, and Laurinaitis. My office and my inbox have had a barrage of people wanting to come forward to attest about this culture of corruption and also possible victims. We are just now beginning to wade through all of this, and frankly, we're overwhelmed. This lawyer is a former prosecutor, but knows that she's going up against a multi-million dollar company who turned a blind eye to this for decades. So, Laurinaitis, the co-defendant in the case, his lawyer did an interview with Vice and pretty much corroborated the central claims of the lawsuit, but then went on to say that Laurinaitis was a victim as well. Well, Vince made me fuck the ladies, you know. The lawyer says that that truth will eventually come out as well. But wait, there's more. Apparently, federal authorities are now investigating the sexual assault and sex trafficking allegations against Vince McMahon. Prosecutors in New York in recent months have been in contact with multiple women who have accused McMahon of sexual misconduct. This, according to the Wall Street Journal, federal prosecutors have interviewed several women accusing Vince McMahon of sexual misconduct. The reason the feds are in on this now is if any of this cross state lines, then it becomes a federal offense. And being in Connecticut, every other state's right there, you know, real bunched in tight. He could have, you know, showed something to somebody in New York and, well, that's across state lines, and now it's a federal case, not just a civil case. But people were wondering, well, I thought this woman signed an NDA. Well, apparently it's come out that Vince McMahon himself drafted and signed the NDAs without WWE corporate knowledge. So apparently they may not be enforceable. Which I'm wondering, how did he do that? It would have had to have gone to somebody illegal, you would think. So apparently these NDAs that he made everybody sign might not be enforceable, which means everybody could come forward, everybody could get in on the lawsuit. Rut-row, Raggy.
Yeah, but the worst part is all these women, they didn't say anything for years and still cash the fucking checks.
Well, yeah, there is that side to it.
Like, I don't understand. Like, they could have said something.
Right.
No, I'm not sucking your dick.
Well, you're
hey,
fired.
This motherfucker wants me to suck his dick. What the fuck?
Right.
No, okay, I will. How much you gonna pay me? Oh, well, hell.
$20 million's $20 million.
Right. Oh, I still get to wrestle and I'm famous? Oh, yeah.
But the woman that brought this lawsuit, this Grant lady, she was not the biggest NDA. Hers was only $3 million NDA. The other one is $4.5 million. Nobody knows who that is. There's rumors out there that it is former wrestler Christy Hemme. But that has not, of course, been confirmed. That's just rumor and speculation. I don't know. This thing's going to get a whole lot worse. So, hey, look, it's The Rock, everybody. Pay no attention to this horrible corporate thing that's been going on for decades. You know, people were throwing a fit like 6-8 months ago when I called Vince a rapist.
Yeah.
I'll take your apologies now. So, yeah.
All right. I don't know, man. People, they still cash the check.
Yep. That's,
I don't know.
That's the thing. But,
and then that fucking Ashley Massaro thing.
That one, she ended up killing herself.
Yeah.
That's the really horrible part. She left behind a daughter. She committed suicide.
Right. Because of this shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because some fucking army motherfucker, some fucking Zogbot rapes her.
And then is told, hey, you better not say anything.
Right, you better not say it. Don't fucking say anything.
You're not only messing with us, you're messing with the military.
Yeah.
And you're some blonde bimbo. You're not going to mess up our relationship with the U.S. military.
Yeah, aren't you a goddamn patriot, goddammit?
Right.
We're fighting war in Iraq, goddammit.
I tell you what, I read both the Vince McMahon thing and the Ashley Massaro thing, and hers is... Getting pooped on, I imagine, is fucking horrible, but what happened to Massaro is just beyond... Yeah. It's really, really bad.
And you know, so, the motherfuckers, everybody knew about it. There was talk. Everyone knew.
Yeah.
Still, well, there had to be talk.
There had to be talk, because when they got back, there was the meeting with McMahon and all the top brass saying, right, hey, we should really think you shouldn't say anything. So everybody knew, but nobody did anything.
No, nope. Still cashed it. Every one of them motherfuckers. Fuck, man, if you're still watching that shit.
Yeah. You may not like AEW, but at least it's not ran by rapists.
Not yet. Give it time.
Well.
But that makes it, well, that makes a good point. Everybody from WWE jumped ship and was like, oh, you guys are hiring? Fuck yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping my WWE name. I don't give a fuck.
Right. But no, keep cashing the check. So
yeah. Keep watching fucking WWE. I don't know. Everyone is culpable. Everyone fucking knew. Everyone.
And that's why they're saying that the Triple H may be caught up in this. But he may have been shown something and, yeah, hey, look at, Vince shows him a picture. Hey, look at this broad I'm nailing in fucking talent relations or something, and he doesn't say anything. Yeah. He's still culpable.
Yeah. So, look, I just fucking bricked in her mouth. You want to see a picture?
Right. So, yeah, the whole company, top to bottom, is, well, at least corporately, is messed up.
I bet fucking Netflix is having some buyer's remorse. Well, right now.
they did ask the woman who's a dot not feather about all this, and she basically said, he's gone, he's not with the company, he's gone, that's it. So they're,
yeah, but the problem is still there,
right? Yeah,
there's still motherfuckers working for the company. I don't know, like, I don't know, if you want to put your money in shit in wrestling,
that's why I think The Rock has his rider in now.
Is that
he knows that the board is going to do a complete firing of everybody backstage, and Rock's going to put in his people. That's what my brain is thinking.
I'd fucking get rid of everybody. Did you know about this shit? Yeah, I heard. Yeah, you're done.
You're done. Yeah.
Did you hear about this shit? Yeah. Okay, you're done.
Yep. All right. That's it. Thank God for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything in the world of video games?
Is there?
That's what I asked. Question mark?
Open World Factory Sims Satisfactory. Get it? The finally launched version 1.0 this year.
Do I get to play an infant in China making shoes?
Yes.
Oh, very, very good. Oh. I put a swoosh on him. Make many, many dollars.
You like the shoes?
These are the Rabban.
This is the part of the show that goes downhill. Over 500 studios are working on live service games.
What's live service games?
I'm glad you asked. A new game industry survey revealed that over 500 studios around the world are currently working or are maintaining live service video games like Destiny 2, Suicide Squad, and Fortnite.
Oh, Suicide Squad. Fortnite, huh?
Live service. Yeah, it's online.
Okay.
The end of disc based,
yes,
single player shit is upon us. Diablo 4 is on live service. So if the servers go down, you ain't playing video games.
Right. That's the thing.
That's the there's the rub. I want a disc. And in fact, I saw somewhere that Baldur's Gate 3 isn't on disc for PlayStation 5, but the boy said he found it. I don't believe him.
Yeah.
I think he thinks dogs can't look up. Yeah. Speaking of
gets the jokes anymore.
Speaking of Suicide Squad.
Oh my god.
Wow, it's bad. Male heroes, all bad.
Yeah.
But Wonder Woman, who saved democracy.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see. The Flash is killed. They pee on him. One of them pees on him. I think Green Lantern gets put in his underwear, and Batman is lectured to about his, what's he say? Batman is left to sit and listen to Harley Quinn give a speech about what a bad person he is and how he's caused so much harm and suffering and mental trauma before finally blowing his fucking head off.
Yep.
These are games. This game is a direct descendant of the Arkham games.
Yes. It's a feminist comic book wet dream.
It is. It's a feminist wet dream. There's a bunch of homosexual tranny bullshit.
Harley's the leader. She gets to kill Batman. Right. All the male heroes are evil. Yeah, Wonder Woman's the fucking virtue signal. Right. They're sad she gets killed. Yeah.
Flirting with children, you know.
Yes, the poison ivy thing. Yeah.
It's shit. Don't buy it. People are already bitching about it. They're like, what the fuck is this? The storyline is complete shit. It's such a bad. Regardless if it was Kevin Conroy's last performance, it's still a bad game.
Yes.
Everybody's like, this game is so fucking bad.
Yeah, it's trash.
Yeah, it's trash. So, yay, everybody's bummed. They're like, wow, Rocksteady died.
Yep.
Nice. We didn't know that. We didn't see that happening. They could have just made another Arkham-style fucking game, but, you know.
Yeah.
They couldn't even do it with the goddamn Gotham Knights.
That's true. Yeah. That game, I heard, wasn't great.
So. It wasn't. So, yeah, that's the bad news for the fucking week. Right, they fucking killed the goddamn Arkham series.
Yep.
Women and commies. Congratulations. Thank you for ruining the goddamn...
They got their wet dream. That's exactly...
I saw the refund. They were looking up refund results for that game, and it was up 700%.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
The service, the online service, the live service, the servers were down. You couldn't log in there for a minute.
Yep, because everybody's like, nope, we're going to crash this shit.
Yeah, it's so fucking... It's so bad.
Yeah. Just dog piss. It's bad.
Congrats. You know?
Yep.
That's all I got. Isn't that depressing?
Right. It is. Well, let's go to music news and keep the depression going.
Sure.
Wayne Kramer passed away this week. Lead guitar player for the MC5. Which leaves the drummer as the only member left. So
that's sad.
That is sad. If you want to know, this next article was written in the Baltimore Sun, a mainstream newspaper. Ready?
If you say Taylor Swift, I'm going to come across the fucking mic and kill you.
Next story.
Are you serious?
The Baltimore Sun actually published this. Democracy could come to an end if Donald Trump is elected. Vice President Kamala Harris should step aside for the good of the nation. Putting Taylor Swift on the ticket will dramatically boost voter registration among Democrats.
She's not 35.
Can you imagine Biden sniffer?
Hold on, let me Wikipedia that shit.
She's not 35.
She's 34.
Really?
She'll be 35 next December.
Ah.
She cannot run.
Yep. So
and now I have to scrub my history.
But that was written in a mainstream newspaper.
Right.
A big newspaper.
I will start the Civil War personally.
Yes. All right. Last thing for music news. Darius Rucker, you know him as Hootie, arrested for a drug offense in Williamson County, Tennessee.
Let me guess. Hootie, marijuana?
They did not specify. According to law enforcement records, he was busted for a minor drug offense, booked on 3 separate misdemeanors, taken into custody Thursday about 10 in the morning. Booked him. He got a mugshot. It's unclear what led to the arrest, but he was arrested on 2 counts of, quote, simple possession, casual exchange of a controlled substance, and on violation of registration law. His tags were expired. So,
oh, man, it's Hootie, man. It's just weed.
He was in for an hour and bonded out. So there you go.
It's weed. Come on, man.
I would guess
leave
that,
Hootie alone.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Come on.
I would much rather vote for Darius Rucker.
For Darius Rucker in a second compared to fucking Taylor Swift. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I'd vote for Lou Reed before I'd vote for fucking Taylor Swift.
All right. Thank
what about
God.
Billy Ocean?
He's Caribbean. He can't run. Yeah. Rick Astley's British. Can't do him. Phil Collins, British. Damn.
King Diamond.
Yes.
Fucking sign me up.
Yes. Him and Bruce Campbell. I want Diamond Campbell 2024.
Oh, my God.
And the poster can just be Ash Williams and King Diamond face paint.
Can you
please make this happen?
Oh, my God.
That's how you win.
That's how,
dear Republican Party, this is how you win.
In a minute.
All right. Thank God that's it for music news. And it's time of that. It's the time of day. It's a happy Vince McMahon do-rag month, by the way. That's why my words all got Popeye biscuits and stuff.
Shit.
We're gonna plug our friends. Vince is gonna pick a song, and when we come back, we're gonna draft battle songs.
Hey, yo, sweetie, you're looking kind of pretty. What's a girl like you doing in this rough city?
I'm just here trying to live my own way.
Yeah, I think I like how that sounds. What you say we get to know each other better?
That sounds good, but I don't think that I can ask you.
I don't know, tell me, is it so? Do you get a kick out of telling brothers no?
No, it's not that, so you don't understand. I said I'll put it, I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I told ya.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I'm not one of those girls that go whipping around.
I'm not a duck, baby, so don't play me like a clown.
I'll admit, I like how you kick it.
Now you're talking, baby, that's the ticket.
Now don't get excited.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
Now you can persist and play Don Juan all night, but ain't nothing gonna change.
Yeah, baby, sure, you're right. I'ma break it down and do whatever I got to do. I'll tell you now, I got eyes for you.
You got eyes, but they're not for me. You better use them for what they're for, and that's to see.
You know what's the problem? Youngest of learning. I'm Big Daddy Long stroking your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
And when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay. You see, if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
On how you talking? Psh, whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'ma call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember is, and excuse me, miss, you can't get a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look, I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same.
Well, I'm clean cutting down, but that's what I'm about.
My man bought me things and he
get used to. I kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hit a seat.
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hit it.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, put up and down, no preservatives and additives. I told you I'd treat you right.
I got a man.
I ain't no cute shit front.
I'm not having
come on, miss. Oh, we back on that again.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in to find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we're back.
Shit.
Vince just learned it's February. All right. All right, Vince. As soon as this comes back up, because my computer is wonderful, we are going to draft what I called battle songs. These are basically what songs would either play in your head during a fight, or if somebody was watching a movie of you fighting, what would the soundtrack be? Type of thing. I doubt we will have much crossover. I tried not to, for mine, pick all the same artist.
Yeah, because it could have been real easy to do, you know.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden.
Right. So, let's see. How do you think last week's...
You probably won.
Well,
you always win.
I didn't even look it up. As has been said, I tend to win. But let's see here. I got to scroll because it's... Oh, my Lord, sir.
Yes.
3-3, we tied.
Wow.
For Beatles solo.
Wow.
And of course, on a tie, Vince gets to pick first. So what is your number one song that you would hear as you're fighting somebody?
Run to the Hills. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since I have to write these down. Oh, man. All right. My first pick. Mick Gordon, BFG Division.
Sure. Sure.
A lot of these might be from the Doom soundtrack. Just saying. Just saying. Which I might have played last night after everybody jumped off. All right. Second pick.
Give me Ride of the Valkyries, Wagner.
Ooh. How very Aryan of you.
Yeah.
Very nice pick. I mean, he's on the list so many times here, to be honest with you. God dang it. All right. Let's go with this one, because you might have it. Give me John Williams, Duel of the Fates.
Oh, nice.
Nothing like a little episode one there.
Sure.
All right, your third fighting song.
I would like Dixie from Tennessee Ernie
God,
Ford.
That was on my...
Yeah. I got a lot of old school stuff.
I have a lot of game soundtrack stuff, so...
I don't like the old school stuff as genetically ingrained, you know?
Yes. Yeah. For my third pick, I think this is who did the soundtrack, but I could be wrong. Give me Andrew Carellin with the Hell March.
Oh.
From Command & Conquer Red Alert 3.
I love the Command & Conquer games. Yes. I used to play the Command & Conquer games with a buddy of mine.
They had the little video interlude type thing when you're getting your mission. Yeah.
Generals was a really good game.
Yeah, I played a lot of Red Alert 3. So
they don't make that. They don't make games like that very much anymore, do they?
No. If they do, they're mostly mobile.
Generals was good, man. The Muslim army. Fuck. What was that army? Were they gas everybody? Those guys were great. They suicide bombed everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. What's your fourth pick? Oh, my God.
Speaking of terrorists, give me Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Ooh.
And you could insert different lyrics into that, too, if you want.
Yes, you can. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Man. All right, I'm going with a curveball here, Vince.
Oh, my.
Give me the Who, not WHO Who, HU Who. This is Mongol.
Oh, yeah. Those guys, the throat singer guys.
Yep. Mongolians.
Yeah.
I mean, you know they're good when China has to build a giant wall to keep them out. So, yeah, you know, like you do. All right, fifth pick.
I would like
Please don't take the Humpty Dance.
I'm not. Jesus Damn. Built my hot rod ministry.
Ooh, ministry.
It's either old school or industrial.
Yes. Jesus built my hot rod. That's Hal Jorgensen, yes.
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 You said that with a question.
Yeah. Man. Oh, I have to take this one. You mentioned old school, and there's only one old school thing that pops into my head. Give me Ram Jam, Black Betty.
Whoa, Black Betty. Bam, bam.
Just because, you know, the funny part of fighting. So. Sure. All right. Sixth pick.
Give me KMFDM Juke Joint Jezebel.
That's a good one. I can't spell.
KMFDM.
I got that one.
Okay.
That you pick the ones with the long-ass titles. I have to write these down manually. All right. Let's get back to the live action here. Give me Mick Gordon, Rip and Tear.
Mm-hmm.
I could have just went with the entire soundtrack. I will tell you that.
Sure.
So. All right. What are we up to? Seven.
Give me Head Like a Hole, Nine Inch Nails.
Ooh. Wow, I write like a doctor. Holy Christ, that's bad.
N-I, backwards N.
Yes, I got that part.
Okay.
But, I mean, my scribbles are...
atrocious?
Yes. Yes, really bad. No wonder spell correct always comes up on me. Man, all right. I'm debating between two here. All right, I'm going to go with the lesser known one. Give me Nobu Uematsu. This is from Final Fantasy, kids. Liberi Fatali.
Ooh. Fucking Final Fantasy, but that's all right.
It's from 8, not 7, so you're...
Well, fuck both of them.
Quiet, you.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
8's a better story. I'll stand by that.
They're both retarded.
You're retarded.
They're both bad, equally.
Both bad. All right, what's your 8th pick?
Before
I go back to the Doom soundtrack.
Give me Hammer Smashed Face, Cannibal Corpse.
Ooh. Hammer Smashed Face.
Hammer, H-A-M-M-E-R.
I hate you. All right, my 8th pick. You know what? Let's not go with the Doom soundtrack. Let's go to Halo. Give me Breaking Benjamin, Blow Me Away. Ooh. All right, Vince, 2 left.
I would like Andrew WK, Party Hard.
Party Hard.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
That's a great one. Yeah. You know you're winning this one, right?
I doubt it.
Oh, dude, you have one Battle Hymn of the Republic and Party Hard. I mean, come on. I'm picking stuff from the Doom soundtrack. I don't really think that's, you know, I have a very niche thing here. My 9th pick. All right, let's not go Doom soundtrack for that one. Give me CKY 96 Quiet Bitter Beings.
Ooh, CKY.
Yep. It's a good riff.
Oh, no, I like CKY.
Oh, yeah. All right, last pick.
Oh, God damn it.
Because I'm torn between two, and I know you ain't going to take either one, so I'm... I have to decide here. But go ahead. What's yours?
Give me Cypress Hill, How I Could Just Kill a Man.
No. That's a... Yeah.
There are some things you can't understand. How I Could Just Kill a Man.
Damn, it's good. That's good.
Yeah,
I might win this.
You're
year,
gonna win this.
Year.
Yeah, this year. Yeah, I'm gonna win that year. Get one out of the way. Damn, I'm really torn between two here. I can't take another Mick Gordon song. All right, Vince,
fucking do it.
Vince, I hate to tell you this, but Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
Oh. Regulators!
13 in a clip and one in the hole?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Nate Dogg's about to make somebody turn cold? Yeah. All right, here's our battle songs. Vince came in with Run to the Hills.
Yep.
Ride of the Valkyries, Dixie, The Battle Hymn of the Republic, Jesus Built My Hot Rod, Juke Joint Jezebel, Head Like a Hole, Hammer Smash Face, Party Hard, and How Could I Just Kill a Man? I came in with BFG Division, Duel of the Fates, The Hell March, This Is Mongol, Whoa, Black Betty, Rip and Tear, Libre Fatale, Blow Me Away, 96 Quite Bitter Beings, and Regulate. What else did you have on your list? This is where
I had Hollow Be Thy Name.
Oh, that would have been good.
Still Ghetto Boys, Hell's Bells, Thunderstruck.
Yep.
Master of Puppets, Ride the Lightning. Vote with a Bullet. Yeah, Frozen in Conformity.
Well, I think that's been Song of the Week multiple times.
Yeah, When Johnny Comes Marching Home.
Oh.
And then I had Megalomaniac by KMFDM.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful with the KMFDM. Then they start lopping, you know, throwing you into the whole school shooter thing.
Yeah. I blame Columbine for that.
Columbine!
Listener picks. Kathy came in with Fight for Your Right to Party, Eye of the Tiger, Highway to Hell, Love is a Battlefield, Seek and Destroy, and Bodies. Bodies is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Snowy came in with Megadeth's Crush 'Em.
Hell yeah. Oh, we didn't have any Megadeth.
Yeah, the bass line for P Cells, the old MTV News, the dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
I'm Kurt Loder, still alive. Chris came in with Indestructible by Disturbed, Down with the Sickness, I'm Alive, Escape, the Pina Colada song. If you get that, you get that. That's a Norm thing. Crush 'em, Megadeth. Symphony of Destruction, Megadeth.
Yeah.
Dragula. Jekyll and Hyde and Coming Down from Five Finger Death Punch. Judas from Fozzy. Kai Tangata from Alien Weaponry. Tsunami from Kodo. Mama Said Knock You Out, LL Cool Gay.
Did you say LL Cool Gay?
I said it like he wrote it. So. Boom from the Bloodhound Gang. God's Gonna Cut You Down, Johnny Cash. And Ode to Joy, Beethoven. But only when I'm fighting terrorists in a way that is clear and undeniable metaphor for the story of Christ, because I'm in what is unmistakably a fucking Christmas movie. It's a Die Hard reference, kids. And Tony finishes off our listener picks here with Battle Without Honor, Humanity, Kill Bill. Yeah, that's a good one. Four Horsemen, Run to the Hills, The Tootsie Roll, and Butter Barn.
That's right, Tootsie Roll.
Now I want to shoot a fight scene that is set to the Tootsie Roll, or have it superimposed like on a Jackie Chan scene. That'd be great. All right, thank you everybody for your picks. Yeah, Bloodhound Gang could have had a couple there too.
Pretty When I'm Drunk.
Well, I was thinking like as you're punching somebody and it goes, "Dear Chasey Lane," and just
Jesus, that ain't right, man.
No, it's not right. All right, let's get into some listener questions, Vince. Roboto starts us off here with a football question, which I guess I'm going to have to take. Why would a team use their timeouts before the 2-minute warning for either the end of the first half or end of the game? Basically, if you're trying to get the ball back, if you're close to winning and but you're down and you're trying to get the ball back, that's why. That's about all I can figure. All right, Chris, with the next question. So Henry Cavill might play Superman again in a movie adaptation of Superman Red Son. Cavill famously walks off projects if the writers and or producers deviate significantly from the source material to inject a bunch of woke crap. Could this be an attempt to game the system and trick him, since in the case of Red Son, commie propaganda is sticking to the source material? I really liked Red Son because he turns at the end. Spoiler. But I wouldn't mind seeing that, to be honest with you. I can see that. Now, who do they get to play capitalist Batman is the question.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I would bring him back for that. Yeah, you'd have to. All right, next question here comes from Roboto. Vince, who is or was your favorite Ninja Turtle? Why do you think Mikey was always seems like he's the most liked? So, two-parter here. Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
I don't know, man. I like Donatello.
I was always a Raph guy. Yeah. And why is Mikey seemed like he's the most liked?
Nunchucks.
Well, there are two reasons. One, nunchucks. He had the cooler weapon. And two, in the cartoon, he acts more like a kid. So kids that grew up watching the cartoon would easily associate with him. Hey, he acts like me. That's what I would do, type of thing. So that's why. The last question comes in from Chris this week. Vince Justin. Why do male homosexual couples always and only adopt little boys? You know the answer.
How weird, isn't
it? Something you already know the answer. It is very weird that they always seem to adopt. If they do ever adopt a girl, it's because they want to be a girl and live out their fantasy through that child. But usually they adopt little boys. And we'll stop there. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for your questions this week. All right, Vince, it's that time. Time to go to Clown World, and did you see the stories this week? You ready, sir?
I guess.
We're going to start with this Ilhan Omar sheesh.
Shit.
Ilhan Omar told a crowd of Somalians, there's your first problem, that her top priority is to put Somalia first and expand its territory. She said, quote, the U.S. government will only do what Somalians in the U.S. tell them to do. They will do what we want and nothing else. They must follow our orders, and that is how we will safeguard the interests of Somalia. We Somalians must have the confidence in ourselves that we call the shots in the U.S. She went on to say, the woman you sent to Congress is working day and night to protect your interests. She knows your plight and that of Somalia. I am as concerned about Somalia as you guys are. Together, we will protect the interests of Somalia. After all this came out, Marjorie Taylor Greene Friday, introduced a censure motion against Omar for basically going against her oath and not doing what is right for the United States, but for Somalia, and wants to have her register as a foreign agent. A lot of people are, A lot of people in the right are flipping out about this, but you don't flip out when they do it for Israel. They just don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
How many dual citizens are in Congress? If we got rid of everybody in Congress, or in government, period, that was acting on behalf of some other foreign country, I think we'd only have like 6 people. Now that I say that,
yeah.
This isn't a bad idea. And to be honest, 2 of them would be from Kentucky. So, that might not be a bad idea. Get rid of all dual citizens. But yeah, everybody's throwing a fit. She can't say that. Why? You guys literally go to the AII PAC Israel thing. They hold a convention every year and tell you what to do to... You give money to Israel. We got fucking homeless Americans, and you're sending money overseas. I don't want to hear none of this shit from either side.
Yeah.
Remember, Republicans are red, Democrats are blue, and neither one gives a fuck about you. All right, that's the story here. All right, moving on. I would like to take this moment to send my condolences to the United Kingdom. You had a good run. You're done. God save your sausage finger king. A cop in the UK came under fire this week after telling people they were not allowed to sing church songs outside of church grounds, that there is no church songs in public. You notice they only went after Christians to do this. They won't do it to any other religion. Yeah. I can't say that one out loud.
Oh, I'll just do it. It's fine.
Just pop her in the head.
Who said this?
Some UK looking like a combat boot wearing softball playing lady. Yeah. You're not allowed to sing the church songs outside of church grounds. The fuck you talking about? You're not allowed. It's hateful. Hateful conduct. I know hateful songs, ma'am. I mean, but yeah, so the UK has fallen. You had a run. Congratulations. Speaking of more just nonsense, you remember the guy that beheaded the Satan idol in the Iowa State Capitol events?
Yeah, hate crime.
Yep, Michael Cassidy has now been charged with a hate crime for said incident. To which, if I was him, I would look straight at the judge and go, yeah, damn right I hate Satan. There you go. But this is in Iowa, the supposed middle America. Every state's infected. We need bleach.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're going the full nine, I mean, if you're going down, you might as well go the full nine. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah. Take them with you.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the UK. Apparently there was an acid attack in London. 12 people had acid thrown in their face, including a mother and her two children.
Sure.
They now know who was behind it because he had gotten away.
Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad.
Yes. Abdul Shakur Idzizi, 35, threw acid in the faces of 12 people in London this week, including a mother and her two children. Prior to the attack, he was convicted. He's a convicted sex offender known to London police. Not deported, but now has thrown acid in the face of a dozen people, including kids. As I said, UK, you have fallen.
We're not going to be racist. Yeah, you're going to be dead.
You're going to get acid in your face and be dead. Congratulate. Yeah.
Good job.
I'd rather be alive and called a racist.
Yeah. You're going to be calling me bad names.
Oh, no. Still going to be breathing.
Yeah.
As I said, we should just probably get rid of our Congress, because this week 150 Democrats voted against a bill that would deport illegal aliens caught driving drunk. They voted against it. And then you had Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush this week voted against a bill that would ban Hamas from immigrating to the United States.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, since, you know, half of Congress is all fucking Israeli Jews anyways.
So, right.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't give two shits about your 5 square mile bullshit in the desert.
Right. All your, I bet all the dual citizens are having a fucking fit. But
hey. Oh, yeah. But you're honestly, listen, if you're a Democrat, tell me how you defend not deporting illegals who are here illegally, but two, deporting illegals that are drunk driving, literally putting people's lives in danger. How do you defend that to me? Because you can't. I mean, you could try, but you sure as hell can't. Then you had this, as two NYPD officers last Saturday were attacked by a group of illegals in Times Square. All were released without bail, and one flipped off the cameras as he left the courthouse. Apparently, according to reports, the group has since fled to California. how did they have the money to get to, from New York to California after beating up cops? Anybody?
White privilege, man.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it is. I think it's white privilege.
Well, I need to commit a crime just to see how far this privilege thing works, because, you know, brown people get away with a lot of shit. I can't even walk across the street, not at a crosswalk. I don't get a fucking jaywalking ticket, so I don't want to hear no shit about privilege, all right?
You're walking?
No, I made that up. I got one of those electric wheelchair thingies that I hooked up to a fancy go-kart thing from Bismore's place. Fuck yeah. That thing hits 35 in a straightaway. Fuck yeah. Need to put a roll bar on it. Yeah. Make it like one of those inflatable Zorb balls.
Fuck yeah. Sure.
All right. Ford plans to... Jesus Christ. Ford's going to hire Chinese military software suppliers for their electric vehicle factories in the U.S. So they're going to have Chinese... They're telling you there's going to be Chinese spyware in your Ford electric vehicle. And they think this is okay.
It is okay.
Oh, well, you know what apparently is okay, Vince?
What?
Filming a gay porno in the Senate hearing room. Because the feds announced they will not be charging the two guys that did the fucked in the Senate hearing room for OnlyFans or whatever the fuck it was. But a grandmother who has cancer got jail time for walking into the Capitol. But making gay porn in a Senate hearing room, nah, you don't get fucking charged.
It's fine. It's fine.
Hmm.
It's fine.
I got to move on because I will say bad things about people. Team Biden this week tried to say the economy was doing great, that they added 350,000 jobs last quarter. What they didn't tell you is that native-born workers were down 560,000 in January, and it followed a 1.36 million drop in December. So all the jobs you're adding... they aren't Americans. Also, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said this week, quote,
"Oy vey."
Yes, oy vey.
My shekels?
No, your shekels. Oh. I think most Americans know that prices are not likely to fall. It's not the Fed's objective to try and push the level of prices back to where they were, end quote. We raise the prices and you're fucking stuck with it, is what she said in a Jewish accent. How are these people still employed? That's not the first word that popped in my head. How are they still employed? You do a bad, you mess up a couple times at your job, you're fired. These people mess up for decades and they get more powerful. I must wear the wrong hat and have too short a nose. Then you have this, Vince. Apparently a secret FBI memo was leaked this week that warned Border Patrol, funny because this is all what's going on in Texas, to brace for a, quote, imminent white supremacist attack. You see, kids, there's these things called false flags.
So where is this going to be? When?
That they just said it warned Border Patrol. So I'm guessing probably the Republic of Texas area. Or somewhere along the southern border, because it probably ain't going to be the northern one. Speaking of Texas, we have officially entered... I don't even know how to explain this. The Biden administration has given economic sanctions to Texas by freezing liquid natural gas exports. Governor Greg Abbott said this reckless decision is a punch in the gut to the hardworking men and women in the energy industry. So you can't get propane out of Texas or into Texas. The federal government has now done an economic sanction like they do to fucking Iran or Iraq, but now have done one to Texas.
To their own people.
To their own people, allegedly. I said it the other last week, I think it was. when all this Texas stuff started. If I was the governor, press conference, 12 noon Monday, we secede. We're out.
Yeah.
Thank you, fuck you, goodbye. That's it would be a 2-minute press conference. I just play the Justin Timberlake thing, fuck this shit, I'm out, and that'd be it. So, all right, moving on.
I mean, what you think they will? No.
I don't.
I don't think so.
What's it going to take? They have economic sanctions on you. They're literally telling you, we're going to send in federal troops. We're going to federalize your state guard. What's it going to take before you go, I'm done? We can do our own. Thank you. Goodbye.
I honestly hope they do secede.
I do. Because they're going to take Oklahoma with them. And they're going to take other states with them. And it's going to be a replay of back in the day. We'll get to play Tennessee Ernie Ford again. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Liberals on Twitter or X or whatever the hell you people call it are going after Elon. Because he basically exposed the Biden team strategy for immigration. He said, point one, get as many illegals in the country as possible. Point two, legalize them to create a permanent majority, a one-party state. He said, this is why they are encouraging so much illegal immigration. And the left on there have just lost their mind. Yeah, it's racist. And I'm like, he's an African-American, literally, so shut up. But two, that's exactly the point. Blacks are starting not to vote Democrat, so what do? Bring in the illegals that will constantly vote. However you give them stuff, they'll vote for you. Keep Gibbs and me the stuff. They just moved it from one brown person to another.
Gibbs me that.
Senior. Yeah, cool, gotcha. Officials in Washington State are now being investigated as seemingly they have diverted $340 million in federal COVID funds. Remember all those PPP loans and stuff? Apparently they diverted $340 million to illegals.
Sure.
Washington State. I imagine this would be the left side of the state because the right side don't like the left side of that state. And I don't mean politically, I mean geographically. Vince, we got to talk about this Mayorkas thing you sent me. So Mayorkas was, he gave an interview, right? Let's see here, the article. Joe Biden's border chief says Americans need more migrants to fill jobs, even as House legislatures debate his possible impeachment and the Senate considers a legislative deal he helped broker. Josh Hawley went after him during his testimony and said, you're just the shits, basically. Vince, what was Mayorka's response?
I'm Jewish.
I'm the son of a Holocaust survivor. Yeah. That was literally his response to you're doing a shit job.
Yeah. He pulled the Jew card.
Yeah, he pulled the Jew card. Oy vey, you can't do shit to me. I thought it was a joke when Vince sent this to me. And I watched it and I'm like, Texas is looking real good right now. They're pulling away. You know what I mean?
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up that was your response.
Yeah. You're doing very bad at your job. I'm Jewish.
You can't touch me.
What the fuck's that got to do with anything? Yeah, you can't do anything to me. I'm a Jew.
Again, fuck the Jews. I mean, if that's what it comes down to, fuck the Jews.
Yeah.
Why is a fucking Jew running shit?
Yeah. So anytime you like get called into the office at work, just, hey,
I'm a Jew.
Straight up, I'm a Jew. You can't do shit to me. See if it works for you, because it apparently works for Mayorkas. Vince, this week marked 1 year since the toxic train explosion in East Palestine, Ohio. Biden said he's going to show up. He still hasn't bothered to visit. Since then, Biden has taken 142 vacation days, visited Ukraine, Israel, Mexico, Lithuania, Vietnam, United Kingdom, Finland, Germany, Ireland, Japan, India, Poland, and the Virgin Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want to know the kicker here for the climate thing? Remember we told you John Kerry was going to hide in a bottle of ketchup and was no longer going to be a climate envoy for Joe Biden?
Right.
Did you see who they're replacing him with?
Who?
The new special climate envoy will be in charge of a $400 million, quote, department. Biden has tapped John Podesta to replace John Kerry. From ketchup to pizza, kids, this is a... Look up the Podesta emails.
I got nothing, man.
I do, but it's not suitable for even on this show. Because it's violent. Yeah. Moving on. Yeah, look up the Podesta. Look up the Podesta emails if you're wondering about him. U.S. forces in Iraq. Oh, Jesus Christ. They received a memo last week, the end of January, that they were, quote, on standby to forward deploy to support troops in the case of on ground U.S. involvement in the Israel-Hamas war, end quote. They just put the troops in Iraq on standby. But wait, there's more. The U.S. is now attacking Iranian proxy targets in both Syria and Iraq. Israel has announced that the next step in the war against Hamas will be going into Lebanon.
Sure.
Let's see. This week, former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said that him and others are asking the Biden administration to attack Iran directly. How about, this may be completely left field here. How about we get our troops out of there? Not make them targets for these ragheads. Or would that make the tiny hats mad?
I'm assuming it'd make the tiny hats mad.
Okay. Because how about, yeah, the poor guys that are... You know, trying to get the fucking GI Bill to go to college if they get back, or getting shot at by brown people that live in sandcastles. And how about they're just not there? Bring them home. Weird. Yeah. All right, Vince, last couple stories here. And this just, if the world wasn't retarded enough, the retardation has escalated. Thanks to Kathy who sent this one in. India. After 8 months, has released a pigeon that it had accused of spying for China.
Mm-hmm.
And the literal bird, a bird. These are the people you call for tech support, by the way. Yeah, after 8 months, they released a bird. I guess you would not spy for China? I come on, comment, right?
Yeah.
All right, Vince, last story, if that wasn't dumb enough. The White House thinks that the American people must be just have an IQ of 4, is what the White House thinks, because White House came out this week, and Karine Jean-Pierre, the little black lesbian press secretary, she finished her Monday briefing and said, Joe Biden took an aptitude test and got an overwhelming 187 IQ, making him the smartest president in history.
Bullshit.
He's the smartest ever. He knew the difference between vanilla and chocolate ice cream.
187, huh?
Yeah, 187 IQ.
I can't believe they actually think we believe this shit.
Right. They think you have an IQ of 4 if he has 187. All right. That's the state of the world. The guy that has an IQ of 187. That must be, see, that explains what we all think is mumbling are just words that geniuses know, apparently. Oh, very smart, yes. You got any final thoughts this week, Vince?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road. Take the high ground. Happy Vince McMahon Do-Rag Month, everybody. Talk to you next week.
Bye.